Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Tom Morello tweeted out yesterday, and that's Rage, by the way. I guess it's the day after he goes, he checked out the American Music Awards, and he said, not only don't I have any faith for the country, I have no faith for the music.
Man. Yeah.
So yeah. To him, it's neither American or music.
I don't know.
I think it's crap.
It's crap, you know, most of it is.
The only legit rock band I think I saw that was nominated for Best Rock Act was the Foo Fighters.
Yeah, I didn't even watch it. Yeah, and I'd question them being legit even. I'm joking.
Well, compared to the other.
I get it. They're rock band.
Compared to the other nominees.
Of course they're rock band. Just joking. Just tugging Merle. He gets pissed at me.
No, but if you listen to any of that stuff, it's like hip-hop and country are just merging together. Yep. They're becoming more and more of the same sound.
It's brutal.
So it's time to rock some more.
Damn right. Every day after 10, whatever station we're on, rocks.
I would like to see that a little more represented.
Yeah, it'd be nice, but I just don't watch those shows, you know. How are you doing today, Craig? It's Tan Line Tuesday, and tomorrow is a mental Friday for a lot of people because holiday weekend's coming up. Hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving and don't fight too much with relatives.
I'm going to have to remember to show up tomorrow because the kids are out done with school after today.
And they are? Okay.
It's going to be a mental holiday around my house.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's right. I still have to wake up.
Yeah,
but they'll all still be sleeping. You're gone.
Mm-hmm.
You have to leave before that.
So if you wake up.
It's no different to you.
Yeah.
No, I just need to remember
until
that.
Until later.
Yeah.
I need to remember. when you're in the garage tonight at midnight smoking a doobie and drinking 8 vodkas. Oh, damn, that's right.
That's
they have off tomorrow. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I said doobie.
You do.
Yeah.
Yep.
How was that? Yeah.
Shadoobie.
I said doobie.
Yeah.
Does anybody say doobie anymore? In your scene?
I don't have a scene.
I know, but would
it
anybody
turns
say
out, I don't have a scene.
Okay. When you're smoking weed, does anybody say doobie anymore? Or did that sound as old as I thought it sounded when I threw it out there?
Yeah. It would be older. It wouldn't throw me off if somebody did.
Okay. All right.
You could update it by
grass is funny. I like the word grass. Right.
The term number.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you can move into the 21st century after that.
Right.
I think it's just a joint, isn't it, Nick?
Grass. Yeah. Are you smoking grass?
Yeah, but Nick took the history of weed terminology in college, he knows the older terms.
Doobie.
It was 3 years ago today.
A doobie from the lid?
Oh, a lid,
just
too.
A lid.
A lid, yeah.
Yeah, if you said anybody would go smoke a doobie, they would be like, what's that? Everybody would be well aware
that they were going to go smoke with an old guy.
Right.
It was 3 years ago today. Phil Mickelson beat Tiger Woods in the inaugural edition of The Match, taking home a $9 million prize.
Tiger was at the range the other day.
Yeah, but I saw that story, and they you saw it on PTI last night. They just hope he can play recreationally the rest of his life. You know, that's
the video,
all that's about.
I saw the video. He's
not going to play. The 50-plus tournament probably, but after that, he
ain't gonna... Golf Geek site, and they said his iron swings were as good as they've ever been. They're worried about, you know, when he's got to hit for power, a driver or something. And they're also concerned if he's going to play for – he's got to walk for 18 holes, that might hurt him because I don't know how badly damaged – that leg was, but obviously not good.
He's telling his friends about it every damn day. I guarantee you that.
Well, the point Kornheiser made was what I was thinking. I didn't expect to see him doing that far in.
Right.
You know.
And if anybody's got the mental capacity, it's him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's done. He's got a zillion bucks. Why? That's grinding, man.
I know. But you know he wants to do it.
I know, but the guys under 50 are younger, stronger, and not hurt. Go play the 50-plus tour and have some fun.
Yeah.
He'll be 50
dominate
in a year or two, right? He's not 50 yet, I don't think.
I don't think so.
45.
He's close. He's only 45?
Oh. I think. 45, 46.
Yeah. He's going to try to make a comeback. Yeah. He's super competitive.
Of course he will.
Do they have to walk out the over 50 tournament?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, the couple times that like
funny, they just change it now. Oh, well, now you can ride a cart for some reason.
Well, the couple times the U.S. Senior Open has been here in this town, and it's like in July.
Yeah,
and you tune in on TV, and you see these old guys that have been walking up and down these hills, just sweated through their shirt, looking like they're just praying for death.
I feel bad for the caddies. They got 40 pounds on their back.
Yeah,
grinding up and down those hills.
And Tiger is 45. You're right, Todd.
Well, he's got time. Got 5 years to practice. who's turning on to? I know you guys probably pay attention to this more than I would at this point, but are you watching DeChambeau and the other guy in that match? I ain't turning that on at all.
Well, what else?
Who's the celebrities?
Right. I'm watching football or something else. Anything else than that.
When is it?
Friday.
No, I'm watching the Huskers in Iowa.
Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern time.
Or love it or list it.
3 p.m. Central Friday, running that on TNT.
Yeah, there's still football all day.
The weather here might be nice, so I might actually
be golfing.
Yeah, do some ball golf. Right.
So, yeah, that's Friday.
What time is the Huskers Iowa game?
I think it's at 11.
All right. Nick Allen is quarterbacking Friday, by the way. See how that works.
I would just throw the ball immediately to anywhere.
Because you get
so you can't get hit.
So you won't get killed. He just seems to be whipping
just
it.
Just
launching. He was 1 for 47 today.
That's if you even catch the snap. I wouldn't even want to catch the snap. They would snap it. I'd just run in the other direction.
Right.
There aren't even any celebrities playing with these guys on.
No, it's the match.
Oh, that sucks.
No, it's the match.
Well, I know, but in the past, there's always been like Brady and Rogers.
Well,
and,
that's the most recent ones.
Charles and Steph.
No, but they used to have just two guys.
Just the first one.
Yeah, is that a pay-per-view? Right.
No.
Okay.
No, those have been on regular TV.
Who's got it?
TNT, Turner.
And who's calling it?
Golf guys.
Oh, so it's nobody fun? It's not Barkley?
Usually they do. They bring in Barkley or somebody like that to mess with them because they're all wired up and they can talk right into their ears.
Well, they got ibuprofen hanging out of their ears to get the signal.
Bryson.
I can't hear you.
Bryson, put in the AirPod.
Here, we got an email from Ashley. Her son was about 2, swallowed a Fitbit. And apparently when it's inside a baby, it registers steps.
Oh, Fitbit. Okay, got it.
Those are pretty big, aren't they?
Yeah, those are like watch size.
How big is her kid's
throat? They made smaller versions.
That's probably somebody should have said that out loud. That is not something I should have said out loud.
You're on a list now.
Yeah. See that 2-year-old that killed his dad with a gun?
Yeah,
sorry.
I saw the headline.
What the hell is that about?
Well, give him the popsicle then.
Jesus Christ, don't leave loaded guns laying around the house. My 2-year-old killed me. Sorry. I saw the headline. I read into it, actually, too.
Well, it ruins the dad's life, obviously, because he's dead.
Right.
And the kid, too.
Has to grow up, man.
Older, where's my dad? Oh, really? He killed him.
But they eventually have to tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be in the news. And mom's going to hate you. But mom loved the husband and doesn't like you so much. Good luck for the rest.
And a 2-year-old, that kid has no idea about anything.
Just dumbasses with guns in a house loaded. Are you kidding me? A 2-year-old? Good aim, though. I'll give the kid that credit.
Well, you don't know what he was aiming at. He might have missed completely.
Yeah. Well, the apple in his dad's head.
Right. Yeah, whatever.
Sorry. So hard way to make a joke out of it.
Did you see that we're getting a MacGruber series?
By the way, the movie's funny.
A series.
The movie's funny. And the movie was R. And that's why it was funny.
That was from 2010.
I know. I saw they're getting a series. Is it Netflix or is it Hulu?
Hulu,
what is it?
I think.
All right.
Peacock.
As long as you make it R-rated, because the movie was R-rated. And the skits were not R-rated. The SNL skits were not R-rated. I mean, they were subversive, but not R-rated.
It's going to be Will Forte.
Yeah. It's got to be.
I need to watch that movie.
The movie's good.
I've never seen it because there was a dude who...
You didn't think it would be good because it's just it's another SNL skit, but they made it R-rated. So that's why I liked it.
I knew some douche that was like obsessed with it. So I'm not going to watch it and think about that guy the whole time.
It's not the best movie ever made, but if you like Will Forte and you like R-rated movies, you know, you'll like
it. It's one of those that's better than you expect
from
what I hear.
It's exactly what I
say. It's also one of those on a service you're not going to get just for that.
No, we're talking about the movie.
Oh, the movie. Yeah. The series, though, it's on Peacock.
That's not free? Peacock's not free?
Some of it is.
There's a free version.
There's I know with Yellowstone on Peacock, like I think you get season one for free, but not the rest.
They make you pay.
You
got to
pay if you want more than that.
And to your point, Craig, the reason it's better than you expect is because you don't really expect much.
No, you don't. You don't.
Right.
Although the skits were funny, but the skits on SNL were so short. Remember, they ended with everything blowing up.
Well, yeah, for every Saturday Night Live movie that ended up okay, there's like a Stuart Smalley Saves the World.
Right.
And there is only one Wayne's World.
Yep.
Still the best movie to come out of it.
There's actually two
Wayne's World. Well, yeah, there's two Wayne's World.
And that's the second best movie to come out. Well, Blues Brothers.
Yeah, Blues Brothers. Yeah. You got to throw that out.
I forgot about Blues Brothers. It's been a long time.
I would actually maybe say Blues Brothers is number one.
No,
Wayne's
World's better than Blues Brothers.
I agree.
No problem. Not even comparison.
But then they went and did Blues Brothers 2000, and that was...
That was not necessary.
No, Wayne's World 2.
Horrendous.
No.
Nor was... I guess the Coneheads was all right.
The
Coneheads was also like 40 years after the skit.
Yeah, right? It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A little late.
Yeah, like MacGruber.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That works.
Well, the series now, the movie was 2010.
Yeah.
When was Forte just recently left then? Basically.
Kristen Wiig and Ryan Phillippe also involved in this.
Well, they're both good, and Kristen Wiig's hilarious, so...
Can't believe there's a MacGruber series and Wayne's World 3.
That's up to Mike Myers, man.
I know.
You know?
Or a Wayne's World series.
Yeah.
You'd watch that.
Oh, yeah. Twing!
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Rachel Levin has a book out called Look Big. It is about how to survive most animal encounters.
Oh, kidding.
Keep this in mind when you're walking around the lake.
I am.
There's bears and deer and elk and mountain lions.
You just tell the bear you're not going to the bathroom. He goes, okay.
Mountain lions.
She breaks down, in this book, Look Big, she breaks down how to handle different kinds of animals. And animal attacks common in North America.
I would like to know this because, you know, I'm in the woods.
We just have three or four here.
Okay.
She deals with Fitty in her book.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot of animals that.
Well,
you
they
run
say
across.
Yeah, they say just avoid the squirrel. Right. Eventually, if you see a squirrel, just don't feed it.
No, run. That's what they say about snakes.
I'll just avoid the snake.
Rattlesnake. Yeah. Don't get near it.
Don't get near it. Right.
That's the only thing. What if you are?
Yeah.
And they say, nah, leave it alone. Give it a good 15 feet.
The myth that baby rattlesnakes can't control their venom and are more dangerous than full-grown rattlesnakes who can is not true.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
They can both hurt you.
Apparently, if you accidentally step on a rattlesnake and get bitten, you're not supposed to run.
Speeds up your heart.
Right.
Yeah, it lets the venom seep into your bloodstream faster.
It circulates the venom throughout your body then.
But you know, I'm going to be so bummed out. I got freaked out. I got bit. My heart's going to pump anyway, so I'm dead either way.
Okay, but running will make it worse.
We all watch a scene from when he killed the dude in Yellowstone.
Don't do that.
Yeah, that's the point of the article.
Right.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to run, but I'm just standing there. I'm going to freak out. I just got bit. My heart's going to pump no matter what.
Don't even read the book then.
Yeah.
But even with that, running will make it go faster.
I won't do that.
Even faster.
Don't put a tourniquet on it. That's outdated advice. Just call poison control. Apparently, a sunny 90-degree day is snake weather. Don't wear flip-flops. Wear boots instead in 90-degree weather. And your long, sturdy pants like jeans.
How many rattlesnakes are in the desert, Todd? Is that where
a bunch, but I've never encountered one.
Every time I'm down, every time I'm in Phoenix, I do hike, but I have never seen one, and I don't want to see one.
Like when I went hiking a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, that was prime rattlesnake time, but I didn't see anything.
What would you do if you saw one? Shoot it?
Back away? Yeah. You just back off.
They say
Boogie just backs off, man. Boogie just backs off. Boogie knows don't mess with the snake, man.
They say to peek under the log before sitting on it.
You boogie around it, man.
Shake out your sleeping bag. If you got to get off the trail to urinate, toss a few pebbles first.
Todd pees in the sleeping bag, so how do you do that? What do you do with that?
That just makes the snake madder.
Yeah, that snake's not going in that sleeping bag.
Like if you hit a ball way off course.
Right.
In the desert,
they
always advise you to, if you're going to go get that ball, take a club with you in case you encounter a rattlesnake.
Just slapping a club. I'd miss that, too.
Some kind of defense.
According to one study, most snake bites occur on people's hands and forearms. What that means is
they're doing that.
They're reaching down for something.
They're grabbing the snake.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, or the golf ball.
That seems like a horrible idea.
Well, yeah, but people like to grab a hold of the snake. You know, they've seen it on TV.
Right. I think you can do
the guy, just get him behind the head. That's nothing.
All I got to do is right there and then melt the venom out of him. Make the end of venom. We're good.
You run into a mountain lion.
That's what I want to know.
Look big, look alive, stand tall, stare the lion in the eye.
God.
When you take walks like that, you should wear a cape.
I know.
Yeah.
Like huge.
Open your coat.
You're saying I don't.
Open your coat.
I'm cape man.
Right. The underwear outside your pants and a cape.
Grab your kids without bending over.
This is my walking cape.
Don't run because a mountain lion will catch you.
Yeah.
Yes,
but
will.
Don't just stand there either.
Walk towards them and say, come on, get some.
If you just stand there looking scared, it suggests you're easy prey.
Oh.
Instead, intimidate. Wave your arms. Yell. Scream. Throw stuff. If attacked, give them hell, they say.
What are the odds I'm sure you haven't read the whole book, but if anybody's listening, might even know more. If you're waving your arms at a mountain lion and freaking out, what are the odds the mountain lion is just more pissed off at you because you're doing that?
That's what I was going to say.
I mean, do they know for sure? They know, obviously, more than we do. I'm just asking for anybody listening.
You're giving a little too much critical thinking credit.
I know.
This whole book sounds like how to piss off the animal that's about to kill you.
But if you don't sit there, like Craig said, you're easy prey. I believe her. She wrote the book, so she figured it out. Well, she asked experts.
Yeah, it's beyond pissing them off. It's scaring them. Yeah.
Throw the rock at the thing that's already mad at you.
I understand looking in the eye and going, but if I throw something at it, that's going to go, oh, no, dude, I wasn't going to. Now
that's
you're
a sign of aggression.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, there was a viral video quite a while ago of a guy who got followed for a long time.
Oh, I remember that. That's freaky.
By a mountain lion, and he finally got rid of it by throwing rocks at it. He turned around.
Remember, he's walking real slowly, and it's just praying.
It's on like a cliff, kind of following him, stalking.
Keeps following him. He finally stops. He does the look big thing, and then starts throwing rocks at it, and it went away.
Did he bend down to pick up the rocks?
Well, he was far enough away.
Where?
I think
he was following him.
It keep following me because he could have smelled my ass because I'm just pooping the whole time backing up. Yeah. That video is tough to watch.
Yeah.
You know it ends up good, but you still freak out the whole time you're watching.
Yeah, because it takes several minutes.
Right.
So you need to walk with a cape and a rock in your hand.
Right.
Once again, who says that's not what I do? And I'm happy to see you.
Ibuprofen in your ears.
No, see, that's a bad idea. Then you can't hear.
Somebody's going to see me now when I walk around the lake. Hey, where's your cape at, Tyler? Because I get recognized around there.
If he's got a cape and a rock in his hand and his underwear is over his pants, I'm guessing he doesn't need the ibuprofen in his ears to keep people away.
Yeah, I don't get people who have to have something in their ear on the trail.
No.
First of all, they can't hear you when you're coming up. Say you're biking.
I think part of you, I'm the exact same way. I don't listen to anything in my ears when I'm doing anything exercise-wise because I want to have, I wear these all damn day. So yeah. I'm with you on that. Maybe we come from that angle.
Well, the ringing and the voices are right. Fine with me.
They're enough for me, too. Plus, I want to hear if there's a bear or lion chasing my ass.
That, too.
So what about this? What's
the
next?
How many times have you coming up on somebody
all the time.
Who's walking?
They freak.
And you're on a bike, and you say, on your right, they don't hear you. On your left, they don't hear you. And then when you get within their periphery, they jump about four feet in the air.
Right.
It's like, pay attention.
Right.
Yeah, see, I always used to wear my earbuds when I was at the gym.
That's okay.
But outside, yeah, I think you need to maintain some sort of awareness.
Right, but they don't, though. Todd's right.
You know?
I just put ibuprofen in my ears if you listen to the whole show.
I mean, what's you guys...
next? A lion and a bear. No, we didn't do bear yet, right?
Yeah, I don't think she covered the bear in this article.
We got our alligator next.
Okay. I do want to know this one, although I think I've heard what you do.
Run.
Stay away from it. Yeah, you run, yeah.
Run, yep. Screaming.
Yep.
Zigzag, straight line, doesn't matter. Right. Alligators might be the only predators in the world that you have a shot at beating in a race.
Yep.
They rarely pursue on land.
Yep.
Around water, you're in trouble.
Yep.
Alligators will ambush. They latch on to prey, roll it underwater until it's drowned. Humans are not easy eating. You got to put up a decent fight. And the alligator might decide to ditch you.
Yeah.
They preferred not to contend with violently struggling prey. Scream, splash, kick.
Yeah, I'm not going to get near the water. But
punch the gator in the snout or gouge out the eyes. No guarantees, but it has worked before, according to Alan Woodward of Florida's Fish and Wildlife Research Institute.
What's it worked for Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
He just knocked that out.
That's right. Another great documentary.
Right.
And what's the fourth animal?
Well, and donkeys. To avoid getting into a dangerous donkey situation.
Have you run across
these? Never want to be in one of those.
I love that's a great band name. Dangerous donkey situation, yeah. Man.
How often are donkeys in the wild?
West of Las Vegas that are just thick with wild donkeys, and they're fearless. They'll walk up to you because obviously people have fed them before.
Right.
And they will walk right up to you.
They say intact males, because you should geld your donkey.
Yeah.
Intact males are less predictable than stallions.
Is that just is that a male with still got a penis?
Yes.
Got it.
The ungelded donkey.
What about an ungelded goat, puss? What do they got? What are they packing? Oh, apparently two fingers flipped me off.
Read the signals of the ungelded donkey. Its ears back, tail swishing, head swinging, not good. Never turn your back on a jack, they say, is a good motto.
How can they, besides running you down and stepping on you, is that how they hurt you then?
They can kick you.
Okay, all they kick. That's
if you get behind them, they'll kick the hell out of you.
That's right.
They say the
donkey
don't
punch
corner
you, too,
it.
In the right position.
Right. All you have to do is you have to punch them first.
Yeah.
Don't corner it or enter the enclosure of a donkey you don't know, and definitely steer clear of its rear.
Yeah. That's not for goats, puss. That's not good.
No, there are places in the Southwest where they are just wild and thick.
Oh, you mean like,
that's an odd thing to know about them.
You mean their haunches or their junk?
Population-wise.
Got it. All right.
Wild and thick is a
many donkeys per square mile.
Yeah.
Thought you were a donkey size queen.
Yeah, this, for donkeys you don't know, I don't know any donkeys.
That's what I was thinking. I don't know a donkey.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah, they don't suggest that you punch the donkey.
No.
No, because they'll punch back.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.